The new book coming out soon, whose name I spaced because apparently I'm
Smoking
a corporation. Smoking at
Disneyland.
No wonder I spaced it because memory is now owned by Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone have a good night. Good luck with all
good
of
night.
That.
Yeah.
To KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio couldn't do it without you. Support KBOO by becoming a member during our spring membership drive, taking place now through May 25th. Your contribution goes towards postmodern, avant-garde, alternative radio. Donate now by going to bit.ly/KBOO. Thank you.
Plugged In on KBOO is a radio show dedicated to underground electronic music. The show is hosted by DJ Tronic and features deep house, tech house, techno, drum and bass, breakbeats, future bass, downtempo, and more. Plugged In frequently has local producers and DJs on the show, and we provide info about upcoming events in Portland, including free ticket giveaways. Plugged In airs the first and third Friday of every month from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific time.
This is KBO Portland, and you're listening to Comics Take on the News with your host, Danny Shy, and me. I'm your sound engineer, Kimberly Nickel. Let's get this thing started. Ow. That's the music, my bad.
KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, 91.9 FM Hood River, and 104.3 FM Corvallis, or KBOO.FM on the World Wide Web. You're listening to Comics Take on the News, where a couple comics, local comics, hang out and we talk about news stories and a bunch of other shenanigans, and mostly just shenanigans. We're just a little bit about KBOO, community-oriented, volunteer-run, member-funded radio, providing varieties of radio programming. So we're so happy for all of the members and all of the listeners who hang out with KBOO and make it possible. This is Comics Take. We're going to talk headlines, make nonsense. I'm your host, like Kimberly said, Danny Shy. Kimberly Nickel, with three L's, is in the sound room taking care of us in there. This show will have, we're going to talk with a panelist for a couple minutes, 30 minutes, 27 minutes before we open up the phone calls. And then you guys can call in and join us as we continue to talk news stories. So thanks so much. Here with me tonight, we have Jojon Sanchez III.
Hello.
Heather Weigler.
Hi there.
And Thomas Lundy.
Hello, world.
I like the world. Okay, to start us off, just as a good teaser, is anybody reading the voter pamphlet? What are we looking for in it? Did anybody get it?
I got it. I read it. That's a lie. I didn't read the whole thing. I flipped through. And I read the ones that I cared about.
Okay. Did you read the voter pamphlet?
I got it. I flipped through it, didn't see my name in there, and threw it away.
I do think that you have to write in to get your name put in there.
As a candidate?
Usually as a candidate.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm looking for. This is where I announce that I actually am running for the mayor of Portland, Oregon.
The mayor. Okay.
Yeah.
That is a hot seat. Apparently a lot of comics won it. I feel like...
Really?
Oh, so far, David Kildall, he's running on a platform of Purple Parks.
Oh.
James Hartenfeld would like to be ring bearer, which I'm pretty sure is mayor. And I think that those are those two announced on this show. So this show is popular for...
For announcing your candidacy for mayor? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't want any extra responsibility whatsoever. That's where I'm at.
That's why I said mayor. There's no responsibility in that job.
that is true.
Have you seen...
You said the truth on the radio.
The current mayor that we have doesn't show up for work, so...
Do you guys remember that story where it was like he was calling... He was running his campaign during council meetings or something. Heather, do you remember this?
I don't remember that. But he's running a campaign now. Our current mayor is running to be Multnomah County Commissioner.
I didn't know it was for a commissioner.
Yeah, I think it is. Multnomah County Commissioner.
If you read the voter pamphlet, you would have known.
I didn't. I read exactly one voter pamphlet. Guy, I don't know. I was flipping and I stopped at this one guy. I think the, like... COVID vaccine crippled me, caught my eye, and then I was reading other things, and in his, like, bullet points, it says expunged felon, and I was like, this is so...
Oh, yeah, someone read that entire description at an open mic, because it is so funny. It's a very funny... Honestly, find your voter pamphlet just to read the description of that person.
What I can tell you for sure is that's in the Republican section, and I know that because I, like, read part of it. And then it says, like, Republican on the top. And then I was like, why is it all Republicans in this pamphlet? What is going on? And I thought maybe one of my roommates is registered Republican, and I just didn't know. Like, you know, whatever. But, no, there's this Republican, and then after the red pages is the Democrats. So.
Are the pages color-coded?
The red pages are put together by your county. So that's why the pictures look like... Look, they're not very flattering in the county publication because its budget for printing is less than state pictures look nice.
Are there? There's pictures in there. So it's like the all the pages aren't red. It's just the edges of the pages.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can tell I definitely flipped through this with a very perceptive eye.
Yeah.
So there's no pop-out pictures in it?
That would be amazing if there was. Or scary. Maybe it would be scary.
You should have to do. You should have to make your own pop-out on your page where you announce your... Like, for your thing where you list all of your qualifications, which is a whole nother story because I'm like, it's political office. You don't need qualifications.
I have questions. When you say the pictures are bad, you mean do they just have, like, bad headshots or something? They're just, like, not getting booked is what you're saying. They don't have
the
headshots.
Getting booked on no shows at all. No, these headshots are not giving. I think a lot of it's printed.
It's not serving.
I do look for, in my candidate profile, is, like, good formatting. Because not all of them are formatting them well. They're just like a whole giant text and there's no bullet points or anything. There's just...
You should get to pick your own font.
Yeah.
You should get to pick your own font and format it however you want.
What font would you like your mayor candidacy to be in?
Ooh. So now we're getting to the
real
juicy
questions.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to say... Times New Roman, just because I feel like that's a flex. You're like, you know what, I could have picked, but I didn't want to. I just went with the default 12-point Times New Roman. Let's go.
You are a classic
man. So confident that I'm going to sweep this election that I am not... Picture unavailable
in
the book.
Like, how IntentuN is like, no, I need the font options.
Yeah.
And then you're like, so oh, I only know one font, so that's the one that I'm going
with. I want the options so that I can decline the option.
I'm going Wingdings. I'm going full Wingdings. I don't want you to be able to read this. You need to decode my statement.
Really wanted to end this segment with nobody vote for Joe John Sanchez III. That's how I wanted to.
And as I said, I don't want any responsibility whatsoever. So please don't vote for me.
Yeah.
Not Heather, even as a write-in.
Heather, if you were running, what font or how would you make yourself stand out in the voter pamphlet?
I think bold, italics, you know, okay. Formatting that makes it easy for people to read, because honestly, people don't really engage with the substance of the statement. They just look at whatever catches their eye. So
I did that. Yeah. It's good pictures. They don't all have that. Good form. Indenting. I watch for the indenting.
Yeah, and it costs like $600 to put a statement in there. So I'd probably, if I were going to run, I would ask somebody who knows, like, what's the most persuasive font? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. A little behavioral science.
I'd probably just go with, like, a cool picture I found on the internet and the page. Just like, you know.
Not your picture?
No.
Yeah, my picture is not Kirby important. With a sword.
Is it? Yeah. Is it going to have a person in it?
There could be. I don't know. Because then I don't want people to get confused. I want them to know that I'm just the guy who's like, here's a funny meme. Vote for that.
I think your voter pamphlet statement would do really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really think it would connect with the apathy of society. People be like, I really like this guy. He seems like somebody I know. Most people.
I think that that's a sad commentary on, like, why we vote for people. Well, this is a person that
yeah,
I can definitely
no, absolutely.
Hang out
like,
they
the whole,
are human.
The whole, I would have a beer with this candidate thing, it's, like, very funny to me. Because, it's like, when have you ever had a beer with somebody and been like, you know what? I would trust them with the future of my neighborhood.
While you were still sober, thought that.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, no one, I guess, yeah, after you've had the third or fourth round, you're like, yeah, go for it. I trust this stranger.
All right, well, I think we're going to move on. Any else on the voter pamphlets? Folks, you have them. There's at least one person in there that you should laugh when you read his candidacy. I don't have any ability to endorse anybody or not. That's legally.
You cannot.
You guys can.
Oh, okay. So I can.
As a host.
I can see how much you wanted to support my campaign, but it's obligation of the position holding you back. It's okay. I can speak on your behalf. Danny says go for it. Vote for Thomas Lundy.
And Danny says do not vote for me. But I don't think there are any rules that Danny can't say that, I guess. You're allowed to say. You did say don't vote for me. Is that it was?
I mean, I sort of forgot about the rules, but also I feel like that's worth making an exception.
Yeah, it is worth it. It's worth it. When you say I'm going to do my statement in Wingdings, yeah, I deserve it.
I wouldn't be surprised to find out there was a person that Wingdings their statement thing. What's that called when they write that into the pamphlet? Do you know?
No.
Okay. Cool. With that. Cool. Yeah, I'm not endorsing, and it's not just because I wouldn't endorse Thomas. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next story, first story up is, do you guys know about the scandal with Tina Kotek and her wife?
I'm vaguely familiar.
Okay. I'm wondering what ranking we give it. So Tina Kotek's wife was working with senior staff and also had security at certain events, but there was never a position description. Bunch of senior staff left because of this stuff. How would you rank this as a scandal? Did I get all the main points, Heather? Are there points you
get all
like
the main points to that one? Yeah. I think it's a scandal not as bad as Governor Kitzhaber throwing his partner lucrative financial contracts, but it shows some lapses of judgment because it's hard if, how does a senior staff say no to your wife? You know, she's not an elected person. She's not been hired by the state, but she's here directing your staff what to do. It's kind of uncomfortable. And the security thing, I would want to know more about it. Like, is there an articulable threat that she needs a bodyguard? Or is this just a way for her to have a free driver? I don't know.
I don't know. So, so on the ranking from a one, Kit Topper is like a something. And then there's like...
Well, he had to resign, so let's put him at 10.
Okay.
I'm going to say this is like a... It's pretty boring. It's like a 4, maybe.
Okay. What are you thinking, folks?
I mean, I support this scandal because I'm very be gay do crime about it. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I'm like, listen.
Somebody getting their show name into
trouble.
The show.
Hey, it's a common statement. It's not just my show name. People say it on the internet all the time. Anyways, yeah, that's how I feel about it. I don't know. Maybe I'm not educated enough about this scandal to actually understand the scandal of it. But also, I have murky moral ground. I worked for someone who hired his husband. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thomas?
Feelings? I think as a scandal, yeah. It's not... that crazy, but in turn, like, the thing I love about the story is like the obliviousness of privilege that's present in it. Because unless I'm wrong, they were like, oh, your wife doesn't have a position and she's telling everybody what to do, and then the solution was like, oh, okay, I see. And then they created a position for her wife to be like, oh, that we've solved it. That's it.
Well,
she didn't have a
position.
Put it
that way.
Yeah.
Do I support it? I don't know.
It's like if you were somewhere and they were like, you see that sign? No shoes, no service. And you're like, oh, okay. And then you just remove the sign.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I've solved the problem now.
That is a, yeah. My favorite part about the story is that they were like, oh, she set up like a secret desk in the corner. It just came off as like she set up a desk in the corner of an office.
Wait, a secret desk?
It wasn't a secret desk. It was a public. I mean, like, it wasn't secret from staff. It was secret from the public.
Oh, so it was like you couldn't see it from the window.
Yeah.
But you could. Okay, I see.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I love a secret desk.
Yeah, I now want a secret desk just in the world.
Yeah.
I don't think it was described as a
secret desk.
I want
a partner with power who can give me a secret desk. So I, again, I'm back on supporting this scandal.
Okay. So my favorite part about this, to Heather's point about, like, the payment, is, like, there was no money involved at all. Even, I don't even think when it was, like, create a position for her, they were like, let's pay her. It was like, no, we just need a...
Yeah, just a title, so yeah. That now when someone goes, who are you? Why are you giving me orders? There's no pause. You could just be like, I'm this. And they're like, oh, okay, I guess I do have to listen to you. Those poor staff, right? Like, the story came out, and they were like, finally, she's going to be gone. You know, it's over. And then she comes in one day, and she's like, we've solved it. Now... I'm co-chief of staff or something. And you're like,
here's where the scandal is like interesting to me, that I like feel like there's more details that I haven't got, because there's part of it where the Kotek Wilson had a senior staff yell at somebody at her former employer's Cascadia Behavioral Health. So like, wife said, hey, senior staff member, can you send an email to Cascadia to tell them that that coworker is doing something bad? So it was just like a petty off. Like, what position can you take to, like, get back at your former coworker? It's also your former coworkers. Why are you yelling at them?
But wait, so who was yelling at their former coworkers?
So
I think it was like one of the governor's, a mental health policy people, was instructed, I think by the governor, to call up somebody at Cascadia Health and say, hey, be nicer to your employee. Because the first lady's friend felt like her boss was being mean to her. So she asked the first lady to intercede on her behalf.
Okay. I mean, elephant in the room here. That's not what you're supposed to do with being the governor.
No, that's what the senior staff said. Yeah. That is what the senior staff said. No, we're not supposed to do that.
Well, but are there rules? Are there rules that you're not supposed to do that?
There kind of are. There's an Oregon Government Ethics Commission.
Oh, I thought that was in the,
investigation going on.
Sure.
One, there are. And two, Jojon, if there aren't rules, how can you be gay and do crime? There's no crimes to commit.
Very philosophical.
I wasn't sure. If I say anything dumb on this, it's because I'm trying to be the dumb one.
Without rules, there can be no crime. Dang.
Yeah, that's deep.
Put that on a t-shirt. You have merch for the show now.
That'd be a pro cop shirt. It was like, look, see, you guys love crime. There's no crime without the police. Right?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, any other more that we think we're going to see in the scandal, Heather?
I don't know. Let's see what the Oregon Government Ethics Commission says.
That's what a boring thing to watch.
Yeah. The whole thing is kind of boring, really.
I'm from the Midwest. Midwest knows how to do political scandals. And so whenever it comes here, I'm like, this is just, that's all, nobody's going to jail or anything.
Yeah, it's just all protocol.
I mean, this is, if we're honest, this is very mafia-esque.
Is it?
Giving a no-show job to your family,
okay.
That's got Sopranos written all over it. Yeah, that's what they do. They're like, oh, you want a job? And then you're a construction worker, and then you show up. It's kind of like high school. Like, you show up, you put in 5 minutes, you take the free stuff, and then you leave.
I don't know why, but thinking of Tina Kotek as a mafia boss makes me like her more.
Yeah. See? Be gay, do crime.
Seems... Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Big cigar... Just calling the shots.
It's a vape pen.
Eat them with the fishes. I don't know. What a mafia. I'm Italian American. It's okay. I can talk about the mafia.
Okay. All right, folks. Thanks so much for listening. This is, we're just going to, if you've been listening, you know that this is going great, and we know everything. If you haven't been listening, this is Comics Take on the News, where we just talk about headlines and then just take it to weird places, like the mafia. This is a membership drive. We're in our membership drive. KBOO is a nonprofit community-supported radio, so if you would like to donate and support this art and all the other awesome art stuff that KBOO has. I never know if this is art. but please help us. You can donate at bit.ly/KBOO or text KBOO to 44321. I'm here with Jojon Sanchez, Heather Wagler, and Thomas Lundy. You guys ready for the crime report?
Let's hear it.
The crime report. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Okay. Covert Cafe got broken into on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Do you guys hear this? Yes.
They have to change their name. That person. they found it easily. It's right there.
It's just on that second. Yeah, it's just.
Does the sign light up? They gotta change that.
I don't know. Does the sign light up?
Probably not anymore.
I don't think so.
Probably.
Have you been to Covert Cafe?
I haven't.
Oh, Heather's the only one that doesn't hang out with us.
She wouldn't tell you if she
I mean,
has.
They have a light-up sign that says, drink beer here, but it doesn't say, steal all our money.
On Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day, specifically, yeah. The Joes who run that place are very sweet people, so it's very unfortunate. That's all I have to say about that. And this is art, Danny.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I needed. I just do this to hear that. Yeah.
What do you steal from a cafe? Like, silverware and mugs?
I think that they stole the Saturday take. I mean, Covert Cafe is, you know, a bar.
Hmm. Okay.
You've been there.
I.
It's Growlers on 82nd.
Oh.
With the Joes.
Oh, those are nice people.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm sad. But, you know, I mean, have you driven through the neighborhood?
Just listeners, Covert Cafe has a lot of open mics, and they do a lot of comedy, and most comics, other than Heather, been there a lot. So the fact that Lundy didn't know where it was is a whole thing. Whole thing. How do you not?
I just did a show.
You just did a show there.
And I forgot the address immediately after I left because I'm a good patron. I was like, you know what? It's covert. I'm not supposed to remember this. Deleted it from my memory as soon as the show ended.
I don't want to be tempted to rob them on Mother's Day, like the sign says.
Okay.
But I mean, honestly, if you were...
I don't want to make light of that.
I mean, the person who broke in, probably not of sound mind, because, like, it's such a small place, too. Like, and there's a store... Okay, this is not my how-to crime guide, but there is a much more cash-friendly, lucrative business right next to it. Maybe they were just hungry.
I'm also, did they touch the Star Trek stuff? Because some of that has to be worth something. If they messed with that Star Trek stuff, I'm going to be really mad. If they stole those little figurines and models, I'm going to be mad because that's more irreplaceable. Money you can make back. Star Trek little figurines, you could probably find them, but some of them are rare. I don't know. Why is this my hot take?
Okay. I don't know. That's
please shut me down. Shut me down.
Watching you for I think
I know everyone was staring at me like I was a little freak.
Listeners, I think that they just took the safe, the whole safe.
They have a safe.
They took the safe. No, don't tell people that. Like it's news.
My eyes got big. That was like a question declarative type thing. I was like, they have a safe! Exclamation point! Question mark! I mean the.
Yeah,
I mean, they're set up now. That sounds like an Acme cartoon.
The thing about Covert and the Joes, it's run by the Joe. Well, Joe, and then there's the other Joe there. And I don't know which is who's who. But one of them lives, the owner lives right next door, too. So it's a place to commit crime. You're like, I mean, he probably heard it.
Yeah, and it sounds like an inside job. Like, if you're going to break in somewhere and you're going to carry a safe away with you, you got to be prepared for that, right? Like...
Unless you are Wile E. Coyote, then you just put it in your giant knapsack, and you can run away without the laws of physics bearing you down.
Do you think it was Wile E., or like I feel like it's more of a Roadrunner job? So Wile E. didn't get away with anything.
Roadrunner never did any crimes.
Are you sure, or was he just too fast to see them?
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I think that's really the whole... We've just broken down the whole Coyote Roadrunner beef. Yeah. Many, many years ago, the Roadrunner wronged the Coyote, and he's on a quest for vengeance. Is that...
This makes so much more sense. And also, because what would the Coyote... Like, the Coyote failed at everything that he did.
Also, they're the same size. So I was like, he's not trying to eat the... Like,
is the Roadrunner a real bird?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
It is? It's not just an emu thing?
I don't think it looks like that bird that is in the cartoon in any way
whatsoever. All of those cartoons, whoever drew them had only ever seen a bunny and a duck, because those are the only ones that actually look like the animal. And then the rest of them, they just heard the name and was like, man, I can figure that out, and just went for it.
I know what a Tasmanian devil looks like.
Like, he's probably real big up top.
He's jacked.
Jacked and violent.
It was jacked in like the middle body, but skinny arms and skinny legs, and he just spins around a lot.
None of those things apply to actual Tasmanian devils.
What do actual Tasmanian devils look like?
I think they're like rodents. Yeah. They look
they have an anteater kind of vibe.
Oh. Yeah.
Basically not that. They do not look like that.
That's real disappointing.
Yeah.
Can we make an animal that looks like that?
I mean, like, I'm sure dog breeders have tried.
Why did we make a pug when we could have made that?
There's probably a dog that sort of looks like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That is something that, you know what, if Governor Kotek, if you want to get your wife on something... Let's stop with the breeding and the new breeding of it. Like, people have advertisements for their new dog breeds. They're like, my little baby's pregnant. We're about to have a litter of the most jacked pit bulls you've ever seen. I've seen it on Instagram. You're like, why is it? It's like a movie poster. They'll be like, coming soon. And then it's like a picture of a dog that looks like Tasmanian Devil. And you're like, who is this for? Yeah.
Okay. Very excited about that.
Okay. I wish y'all could actually see a Tasmanian Devil right now because they're kind of the cutest thing.
Did you pull them up on the computer, Kimberly?
I could pull it. I'll pull it up and I'll show it to you in a second.
Okay. Oh, best soundboard operator. I don't know. I mean, there are some people in here with phones illegally because it says no phones. Oh no! It just says turn off them your phone.
It also says no food or drink.
Yeah.
There is no food or drink in this studio currently.
Do crime. All right, that's...
There is no food or drink here. I just want that to be an official statement. And our cell phones, they're off. They're not even in this room because Danny told us they're not supposed to be in this room. And we believed Danny.
Thank you for being a little bit afraid of me, too.
Always.
Next, we're going to transition... Because this is awesome. It's time. It's 11:30. So if folks want to call in, we can and join us in the talk. So we're here with Jojon, Heather, and Thomas, and myself, Danny, and Kimberly's on the mic and finding a picture of a Tasmanian devil. They're apparently adorable. If you want to call in and join us, 503-231-8187. You can call us with news stories that you want us to take on. Or you can call us. PGE is hiking the rates again in 2025. So they just cost us more and energy. Anybody paying their electric bill here? It just went up like 20% in January. And they want to jack it up again another 7% next January. So listeners, we're looking for advice in how to not pay our electric bills. So...
I don't know how they got the authority to decide how much energy costs. I mean, like, doesn't it come from nature? Like, that's not your electricity, PGE. That's God's electricity.
But and they're harnessing the electricity.
Just like Jesus said, can I borrow your charger?
Like, God asked for a raise. Yeah. And they need to...
I saw a computer. Look, there's a Tasmanian devil in the air room. Guys, Thomas.
Oh my god, they look like little bears.
They are like little bears. How big is it, Kimberly? Does it give you a size?
Yeah, like a rat, which is like the worst comparison ever, but yeah. It's what? Like a rat.
I didn't hear that.
Like a rat size?
A rat size. Okay, it's cuter
that
than a rat.
That thing honestly looks like it would get destroyed by a large bird. I don't know where the foundations of that cartoon came from.
Its legs look much more proportional.
I think those cartoons were illustrated by an actual Tasmanian devil.
Does that thing look like it drools like the Tasmanian devil, like the cartoon?
Probably at night, you know, after a big meal. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? We're learning a lot here, folks. Callers, 503-231-8187. You can... I also have my phone in this air room, and it's on. You can also find us on Instagram at Comics Take and send us comments there if you want. We're looking for ways to avoid paying electric. But also other news stories. Call us and talk to us about other news stories. Do you guys want to tell the listeners about yourself before we move on to the next story?
Oh, gosh. Where to begin? I was born in New Jersey. No. hi, I'm Jojon Sanchez III. I'm a comedian here in Portland, and I run way too many shows, and the ones that are coming up this weekend are Fluid Comedy at Underbar. It's a show called Comic Babies, where new LGBTQIA+ comedians will be performing about 5 minutes of material each, and then Defiant Joy at Owl's Den on Sunday. Come check them out.
Awesome! Thanks!
Was that too much plug?
I don't think so.
Okay, great.
I don't... Too much plug. Heather, you want to tell people about yourself?
Sure. I am... Too well with me, I'm a sometimes comedian. I'm also a lawyer.
But I haven't been working on anything comedy-wise. But if you wanted to, like, read an Oregon State Bar bar book about nonprofit organizations, I'm your girl.
One of my favorite things that you've ever said to me was when you were talking about legal briefs, and you were like, no, they're designed to be confusing and hard to read. Hmm. I don't know why. I was like, oh, so it's not just me being stupid. It made me feel good.
Yeah.
And by me being stupid, I mean like Jojon over here is trying to do.
I would never be stupid.
I thought that that's what you were trying to do.
I know.
This is really...
that being so stupid is confusing.
Thomas, you want to tell people about yourself?
My name is Thomas Lundy. I'm another local Portland comedian, but my real passion is as an aspiring vending machine tycoon. That is where I'm really going to take off. And
there's a lot around here full of vending machines, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, I probably shouldn't be talking about it on the radio, but absolutely. That's how I'm going to make my money. Yeah. That's where the real money is at. Vending machine, especially if you're lazy. I mean, come on. It's a store that you don't have to be at in order to sell stuff. Cha-ching.
I have so many questions. I don't want to ruin your business idea, but do you have to stock
it? No, go ahead. It's bulletproof.
Do you have to stock it yourself?
I can outsource that.
You can outsource
that. Yeah. You know those little Boston Dynamics dogs?
Yeah.
Strap a case of water to one of those? I'm sure
I heard Billie Holiday used to have a dog that she sent like to get drug runs for her. Because the FBI walled her all the time, so she they did drug runs. So I like the idea of, like, no, a different dog. It just is like...
an electronic dog. That way I don't have to feed it. Oh. I'm cutting costs.
Yeah, but PG is jacking the rates.
Yeah, you're going to have to plug that dog in.
You know, it's okay. I can just plug a power strip into itself and then plug the... Did anybody else do that when they were a little kid? I was very disappointed that I did not just create... an endless infinite source power. Of power, yeah.
I'm not sure why you can't plug your generators into each other and have them work forever.
Some nerd back in time discovered some law of energy. Like, I'm not sure why.
Is it because we're not plugging it directly into Jesus?
That's right. Just plug it into the Bible. And then that's all the power you need.
Okay.
I think that's a very different radio show.
But we have... It's cable radio. We have all kinds of shows. We could do that here.
Mm.
We could.
We could do that right now.
Right now.
Plug into Jesus.
Second half of the show is going to be very different.
You said that so well. So very televangelist. Is that in your past?
I was in youth group, I mean. Oh. That's, yeah. There was literally a point where I played the Holy Spirit in a play, sketch, I don't know what you want to call it, and I ran around in orange pants, and I screamed, I'm flaming! I'm flaming! And, yeah. It says a lot.
Is that your coming out story?
Absolutely not. It was very much still in the closet then.
Why was the Holy Spirit in orange?
Because it's like a fire. It's a flame. That it's represented by a flame, yeah. So I guess orange pants was as much costume as I could muster up. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So many things. So anyway, we're not going to plug into Jesus tonight.
Apparently. We are not going to do that. Give me more news. What a
shame. Oh, okay. There's nitrates in the water. In Umatilla, how do you say that county?
Umatilla
County. I'm real good as a host. I know all of the words. Umatilla County has nitrates in the water. Lots of them for 30 years, and they're getting worse. It's bad. It does cause miscarriages, though. So if you're looking for a free abortion, drink Umatilla water, maybe. This is, yeah.
Wait, so, the hot dog water stuff? Is that it? It's just like too many boiled hot dogs in Umatilla.
I mean, I think that... Oh, wait. Heather has the inside scoop on this.
I've never heard about hot dog water having nitrates in it. Maybe it does. But there's lots of agricultural operations, including Tillamook Cheese has a facility in Boardman. About 80% of all cheese that Tillamook produces is produced at this I don't remember what it's called. It's like they have the words for factory farm that make it sound nice, right? But where they have all the animals together, they make them make the milk. They make the milk into cheese. There's nitrates that run off into the groundwater and poison people.
Mm. Yep. I mean, look, there's something bad in everything. Are you going to stop drinking water?
This is my would you rather. Would you rather lead or nitrates?
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, I'm pro-cheese.
Pro-cheese.
Yeah, but I hope that the people who have nitrates in their water get better water.
I just think it's would you rather. And that's to Thomas's point. There's something bad in all water.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, look, even...
At least it's not carbonated.
Even there we go. Even sparkling carbonated water, did you know, full of BPA, I think. I think that's the acronym. It's one of the bad acronyms. It's the labels.
The PFA stuff? What is the BPA?
PFAS. There we go. Yep, okay. BPA. What is that? Best player available? I was watching basketball before this. I'm sorry.
I do like describing water as like, this is the best player available. It's still sparkling.
That's what I'm going to call water now. BPA. At a bar, I need some of that BPA.
I need that best player.
Available.
Sub in the sixth man. Let's go. Yeah. The starting lineup is exhausted.
They all drank too much nitrates. You got to. Yeah.
Not enough. Are there nitrates in any other beverages? Oh. Because then we just sub water out, we get Gatorade in, problem solved.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I think the question, though, is like, what if you drink coffee? I mean, none of us drink coffee, so just imagine somebody drinks coffee in the world. Mm-hmm. That's a joke for the table listeners. Sorry, multiple of us drink coffee, are currently very caffeinated. Can you put Gatorade in your coffee?
Ew.
Lemon lime, sure.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how do you sub water out?
Don't knock it till you try it.
I mean, coffee is so good, you could make coffee with Gatorade. I was about to say milk, and then I was like, wait, that is actually how you make coffee. Never mind.
Also, coffee comes in so many different varieties and flavors. Just find the Gatorade that works with the right flavor. You know, notes of a little fruit punch and, licorice. I don't know. What coffee flavors?
Does the Gatorade change from, like, does the flavor change based on the color? Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Never had.
Here's the thing. No, I'm only drank the red stuff. And one and two, I read that I read that Skittles all taste the same. All it's the just same our flavor. Brain that like tells us they're different.
Yeah, most candy. But Gatorade, I mean, they write the flavors. So did you think that was just like
flair text?
Yeah, I just
thought that
text?
Was corporate. Yeah. They just make those names up, all right?
That is true. A lot of them, there's a whole line of them called Frost, and none of the flavors make sense.
Yeah.
Like, it was wild in the 90s. They were called, like, Arctic Chill, Winter Freeze. I was like, I don't know what any of these words are supposed to taste like.
I don't know that. Like, I also don't know that beer comes in different, like, you know, they got different names for that. And I'm just like, as long as it's beer, it's
that's
fine.
All just marketing.
Why isn't Gatorade also just all just marketing?
Because Gatorade's already got marketing locked down. Right, it's been 20 years since they've run an ad where someone sweats Gatorade, but that still plays in my mind on repeat anytime I see someone crack one open.
I like that Gatorade has got it locked down, but beer's still struggling. It's just new.
Yeah, the problem with America is that people don't really like beer. And Gatorade has really been holding a monopoly
on
things that we drink.
It's
the best player available constantly.
There's no craft athletic beverages, but there's a bunch of people with, like, above-ground swimming pools that are like, I'm brewing my own batch, and it's like, come on, you're not. That is Bud Light, sir, that you poured in there and recanned. Stop it.
I think you need to pivot from vending machines to craft athletic beverages. That's what you need.
You can put those in the vending machine.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Right? Now you've really got a business plan.
You can't see this on the radio, but my notebook is out. The pen has been clicked. I'm writing this all down. It's actually how I'm going to catapult myself into office. People be like, oh, the athletic beverages guy? I love him. I trust him with my life.
Do you have any patents you want to put out? Like, just say it into the radio so nobody's stealing any ideas? Or is it so
That's
locked
not
down
how
that
patents
you don't have to
work? I could have called.
Like, I think it is somehow.
I don't think I should call it or the radio to be like, that one's mine. Don't steal it.
First dibs.
That's how you prevent joke stealing, isn't it? Like, but I said it first, so you yeah. can't say it.
No, you have to upload it to Instagram in order to get yourself on that joke.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's... Anything else on the nitrates?
No.
Okay. Anyway, Umatilla?
Umatilla.
Umatilla is struggling, folks. They're trying to fix it.
Who's that? PG? That's why they need the extra 20%.
The Department of Agriculture and Kotech.
Oh.
I don't think her wife, though. I don't think her wife's involved in this.
You had to sit that one out.
How would you know? It's at the secret desk.
Oh, yeah.
Secret desk.
I don't know why. It's very funny to me. Everything. It's not even. Anyway. Okay. I've lost my place. I got so excited that I was more prepared, and I now don't know where we're at. I do. We're coming up towards the end, folks. We got a couple stories we can talk to. Just shout out to everybody. I want to do thank yous before we get to the very end, so we're not rushed. We want to thank Kimberly Nichols with three L's. Nickel with three L's. You want to give a sound effect? You want to say hi, Kimberly?
Oh, yeah, that's me here in the sound booth, y'all. That's a 3Ls you're hearing in the voice, so thanks for listening to this. Yeah, that's all I got. Thank you.
Kimberly Nichol in the sound booth here every month. Comics Take happens every month. We want to give a big thank to Jezaniah Hawthorne and Althea Buildings and all of the KBOO staff for making sure that I am able to do this and we are able to hang out with you and all of the members and supporters of KBOO Radio. If you want to support us, go to kboofm.give. KBOO FM to donate or text KBOO to 44321, or you can send us mail, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. If you like us, you can send us mail with a check. And if you don't, you can also send us mail with a note about how you didn't like us and a check. The bookkeeper reads all of them, regardless of like, that's good to know. Do you guys, we are online on Instagram at Comics Take, where all you can connect with everybody that you heard here. But do you guys want to tell them how they can connect with you on your socials? You don't have to.
I'm going first. Is that it? I will step up to the table. I do wish that every hate comment I got on like Instagram came with a check. I do wish that I do feel that way when you said you can send us checks or hate mail, but with a check. So I feel that way. I'm just on Instagram at @JJS_III. It's just initials. It's a terrible Instagram name. Anyways, that's me.
I'm on Instagram at HLou Weigler and TikTok at More of a Veronica.
Oh.
Yeah. Because my name's Heather. And so, anyway, it's an 80s movie called Heather. Okay. Oh, wait, and a musical. So maybe you know that? Anyway.
I have no idea.
The cool girl was named Veronica, and then the bad ones were called Heather.
Oh. Oh, yeah, we would love to. Well, hold on figuring out where Thomas is. Hello, Nick. How's it going? Nick? Oh, hold on. Kimberly's working.
Is this dead air?
Is this Nick? We're waiting for Nick, I think.
Oh, okay.
I have an advice question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What's your advice question?
Well, okay. My question is, I have a crush on my physical therapist who looks like Miranda from Sex and the City. What do I do?
Oh. Who here is qualified to give physical therapist crush advice?
Oh, I was going with the Miranda advice. Okay. And I mean, you just basically need to become Che Diaz from And Just Like That. So do stand-up comedy poorly.
Oh, wait, no, but they seem kind of cringe, though, honestly.
Oh, you mean Che Diaz? Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's the point. You have to become cringe to get your physical therapist who looks like Miranda. And you have to have a podcast where you hit a button that says, woke moment. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That means it's not worth it. I shouldn't do this at all.
Basically, the advice is it's not worth it.
It's not going to happen.
But you might get a pilot with Tony Danza, you know?
Yeah.
No, if you have a crush on your physical therapist, truly the only way to materialize that is you have to get better than them at working out.
Okay. Thomas says that like somebody who knows. So have you succeeded at this, Thomas?
No. But I mean... I do. Whoa. I like going to the gym. I've seen people who are there with their physical therapist, and I'm like, oh, that person has a crush on their... Oh, wait, no. A physical therapist is not a personal trainer.
No, not a personal trainer.
Yeah, I'm different. Out.
I have to become better at physical therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Or just therapy.
Or, I mean, it kind of depends. If you stay not so healthy, like, if you keep needing physical therapy, at least you get to see them regularly. Yeah. It's a real...
Yeah.
Now we're back to the mafia. You just need somebody who can, like, break bones on command. So then you're like, I gotta go back to physical therapy. And they're like, you've been in physical therapy for years. You're like, I'm just so
brittle.
I'm doing it for love.
Can you convert your physical therapist into a dietitian, and then you can go on eating dates with them? A nutritionist?
Oh, we need to eat together.
Yeah. I mean, if that's you can transition into also having diet issues. I'm concerned that I'm giving don't take care of your body advice, but...
Well, so you're telling me I should get more and more ailments.
Yes.
You asked for our advice. Okay. I knew you all were a bunch of jokers,
so, you know. I knew what I signed up for here.
Okay, good. We're so glad that we could help you. Yeah, and help you...
I feel like I've got tuberculosis, I've got cancer, I've got chlamydia, I've got a bum leg, and I am going to nail her.
Okay.
This way. Thank you so much.
This works out great. And I will say, it sounds bad, but it is definitely, as a bunch of comics, we can promise you better than getting into comedy. Don't do the open mic cringe thing.
I won't do that. I'm not making a podcast.
Become Che Diaz.
There's more than enough podcasts.
Although,
interviewing
your physical, like, find an excuse to interview them.
Yes.
Perfect opportunity to get to know them.
Start a podcast.
Start a podcast.
Being curious about physical therapy. And then, but first become a bad comedian that nobody understands. It's a perfect plan.
Kimberly, you got any thoughts in there?
Slam poet.
Yes, become a slam poet.
Okay.
Yeah. So I should get cancer, become a slam poet, be extremely cringe, and just to make every bad life decision I can, and that's how I'm going to make this work.
You forgot, start a podcast.
Start a podcast, yes.
Most important step. That's and where the love happens.
Even if you don't land the physical therapist, you will be immensely, immensely wealthy from the podcast about slam poetry.
I don't want to be too insulting, but I'm not sure what the physical therapist is going to see in you at the end of this.
This might not be the best advice, but, you know, I was prepared for that.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. Interview them.
People love talking
about themselves.
Heather, the only one successful in love here.
I was going to say work really hard at your physical therapy. Impress them with your commitment to yourself. Yep. Yeah, I think that's better advice, but I'm the boring one, obviously, that have facts. And
that is why Heather is doing well at life and the rest of us are comedians, though. That's how I go.
But then you'll never see them again, Heather.
Right, so when on your last meeting or whatever, you say, hey, does this have to end?
This professional relationship is over, but I really like seeing you.
Yeah, and then they can tell you.
That seems rational.
That's actually, work hard. That's, okay. Basically do the opposite of what we said and follow Heather's advice.
Don't get cancer. Don't start a podcast. Terminate the professional relationship. Ask her on a date.
Yeah.
And be successful before you do any of these things.
Become a lawyer.
Yeah. Yes. There we go. Just
become a lawyer.
Definitely don't you do that. Wait a second.
Get elected to office.
Yeah.
Run for city council.
Mm-hmm. Become the mayor.
Thomas is running for mayor. You don't want to...
Become Ted Wheeler. I actually am Ted Wheeler. I was using a pseudonym. I usually like younger women, and so this is kind of in line with that.
Well, maybe you can figure out a way to offer her a secret desk in your administration.
Secret desk. Whoa. Get back to Thomas's mafia suggestion.
Yeah, no-show job. Who doesn't love a good no-show job? I mean, hey, if you offered your physical therapist a lucrative position... Again, the solution to your problem is money.
Mm-hmm. Offer benefits.
Or power. Yeah. You know, if you have a secret
interchangeable
desk...
Interchangeable.
Who would turn down a secret desk in this room? Like,
so I'm saying, I should either completely degrade myself or become so powerful... and rich that I can just buy people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, this is America. That's what happens.
That works. Right. This is America.
We definitely believe in love. Yeah.
It's beautiful. I feel like I can't lose.
Thank you so much for your call. One recommendation, don't vote for Jojon for anything.
I don't even know who that is.
It's fine. He was the one. They were the one that recommended the podcast.
Yeah. So obviously, don't vote for me. Based on that,
I won't get a podcast.
Thank you. I don't want responsibility. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening and hanging out with us.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Also, I did get a text from Anna. So shout out to Anna. She sent me a different picture of a Tasmanian devil. It's an angry one. I'll show you guys. Okay, Thomas, do you want to tell people how they can find you, or are you happy?
The only app you can find me on is Venmo. It's at Thomas-Lundy. You can say whatever you want to me, but apparently it's not my rule, it's the app. It has to be a transaction. I know I've petitioned this several times. I'm like, I got people who want to interact, and they're like, sir, this app is for sending and receiving funds. And I'm like, all right, well, I mean, those are the rules. So at Thomas-Lundy, sure. I mean, you throw a dollar in, who's counting?
Can they find you vending machines? Are there vending machines around town that they can drop a dollar in?
Yeah, but they don't have my name because they're covert. They're covert vending machines. So,
like the cafe. Yeah. You can go to the covert cafe, see what happens there. Yeah. Lundy's sometimes there.
Yeah, you might. What?
So, thanks. Okay, so that's it.
I mean, honestly, though...
Venmo. It's over.
At Lundy Gras on Instagram. Just type in Thomas Lundy. I'll pop up.
Cool. All right. Our last story. Halle Berry has menopause. I just wanted to share with you guys. Thoughts, feelings.
Wait, that's our last story?
I just wanted to share. She was very excited about it. There's a lot of money going into research for menopause, or she's advocating for it.
She's excited about menopause? What?
Her doctor's afraid to say it. She's finally free. Is that it? I just really get concerned. Anytime there's a hot day after a bunch of cold ones, I'm like, is this the perimenopause setting in? She announced it on the Capitals. That's the thing. I don't have a good question for her.
The steps of the Capitol.
What's Halle Berry doing?
She is advocating
for money to go
to menopause research.
Okay. Now I get it.
Wait, before or after she got it? This is very important.
After she was like, there wasn't enough research, and I got it.
You can't see my face, but I'm very, very judging this.
Did she not expect to get it?
Her doctor said she might have herpes.
What?
Well, this is spiraling. This is going on.
She has a bad doctor.
No, well, maybe. She probably does have a bad doctor, but there is a lot of underfunded
research. I'm learning. We're not told
what to expect. Yeah, I should probably have a conversation with Danny after the show and be like, look, listen, girl, this is what you're in for.
Okay.
That's the only way we find out. Or Halle Berry goes up and says, hey, you'll probably test negative for herpes, but your doctor will be saying, definitely you have herpes. But it's really just menopause.
But she did wait. She waited until after she got it to become a champion of the cause.
So, yeah.
I mean, I know it is something that all women experience.
If you're lucky, they can be that old. Yeah.
But yeah. Come on. That's even worse. You knew it was coming, and then you were like, wait, no, this affects me. Somebody's got to get
it. But here's the thing that I just found out is that there's like this lead up, the perimenopause thing, this like 20 years. I don't know. It's like an eternity.
Yeah, the other option was she got herpes and went on the steps of the Capitol and talked about that. And I think that would have been more impactful.
That's going to be like me with nitrates in the water. I'm going to drink it once and be like, this is very serious matter. No joking, please.
OO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
The flowers are blooming, the birds are singing, and KBOO's spring membership drive is back. If you enjoy alternative radio that pushes the status quo, then support KBOO by becoming a member